Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you
all for being well here. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
No one be on your shitty ass social media or your fucking random ass, no bar ass podcast. I don't give a fuck about that, nor you.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee or your tea, meditate, pray, sage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airways of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. I'm the host and creator, Busy Balboa. Welcome back. And if it's your first time, welcome to the show. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. We do this every Saturday. Occasionally, I have guests, and today is one of those occasions. We have an amazing guest today, the host of the Soul Tap podcast, Mr. Tevin Denzel. What a wonderful interview. What a great opportunity to get to know him. I can't even really wait for y'all to listen to this. I don't even really have a big introduction because the interview is so good. We tapped on Tevin's background. We tapped on mental health. We tapped on so many topics, and we could have gone on longer and longer because there was so much great energy and so many great, just great conversations. I think it's important that we have a lot of these conversations, especially in our Black community, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to just the stigma of us getting help, the stigma of Black men being able to express themselves emotionally, so many different stigmas that we have in our own community, not even coming from other people, that we put on ourselves, and it makes it difficult for us to heal, for us to grow, for us to elevate and evolve. And so I put out a post just inviting, you know, anybody to come onto the podcast, and Tevin reached out. And, you know, he mentioned that he definitely wanted to tap in on mental health. And the day that we did our interview, he had his first therapy session. So I'm very proud of the brother. I'm very blessed to have his time and just support. I feel like the main part and the main reason why a lot of us do these podcasts is to be able to resonate, to be able to shine light on certain things that maybe people don't talk about all the time, or maybe some things that are important to us. And you're trying to find out if this is something that other people have interest in or have any opinions on. So it's big, and it's a great opportunity. It's almost better than therapy a lot of times. I see a lot of podcasters say that doing this is better than therapy for them. So I just want to thank y'all for tapping in and tuning in. And if you, you know, want to support either one of us, the best way is to listen to this podcast episode, share with a friend, allow them an opportunity to listen to it on their own and get their own idea of us and how they feel about us. That's the biggest way. I love to do this because my main goal is to create a podcast community or a family that supports other artists, other entrepreneurs, other human beings that are on a mission to do something bigger than themselves. And so that is the main reason why we created the Get to Know Me podcast, not just to find out, you know, about this person or get all in people's business. It's majorly like the big part of it is to be able to serve someone else, help someone else, be there for someone else. So I definitely want y'all to go and follow the Soul Tap podcast on Instagram. Check out the links. I got everything in the description. But you know, that's the whole point of us doing this, is to actually create that support, because you know, what he's doing, you never know how that is going to touch someone, how that's going to resonate with someone. And so I definitely want to be able to send him so much support and keep him going and keep him motivated, as do he wants to do the same thing for me, you know. So this is just a community, a family that we're building to support each other. So if you want to be a part of this community, hey, share, like, comment, follow us, support us in any way. If you want to be on the podcast, on either one of our podcasts, reach out. Tevin does his in person, so if you're in San Diego or in the, you know, surrounding counties, tap in and, you know, get on the podcast. If you want to be on my podcast, I'm not in person, so you can hit me up. It don't matter where you at. I do it on Zoom, and we can continue the rest from there. But I don't want to talk too much. I just wanted to find a great way to express my appreciation and to also get the message across with the whole point of us doing this. Stay tuned to the end. I'll talk a little bit about myself, but right now it's all about my guests. So ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this incredible, incredible, amazing host, Mr. Tevin Denzel from the Soul Tap Podcast. Welcome back to the Get to Know Me podcast, y'all. I have a very special guest, somebody that has been showing me love ever since the first day we met, and it's been love ever since. Y'all, welcome Mr. Tevin from the Soul Tape podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm appreciative that you gave me the time to be on the pod. I've been watching the videos on YouTube, seeing the posts. I'm loving the energy you give and all the support you give, and everything you're doing is dope. You are so multifaceted, so thank you for letting me be a part of this art that you create here.
Man, much love. I appreciate that, especially coming from you, man, because I just feel your energy. The first time we met, I was like, oh, this is a good dude. You know, you were showing love. You was, you know, giving information. I love that, you know, a resourceful person showing love. It was, you know, it's been great since we met, you know.
The meetup was full of love, you know, so it's, you know, you got to make sure you spread that energy. You never know. I'm in a lot of situations where everyone around me might be shyer than me. So I'm like, once you put that little bit of energy out, they pick it up. Everybody on the same page.
That's true. So, you know, I gave them a very small, short intro, but give us a little introduction, your name, where you from, and tell them what you do.
Main host of the Soul Tap podcast based out of San Diego. I do have some of my people come through different topics. I'll have a co-host where one person will usually always be there. Shout out Bobby Drake. Shout out Lonnie. I'm from Santa Ana, California, which is about 45 minutes south of LA, but I was raised between Texas and Louisiana, so I got that southern upbringing since I was real, real little. But I've been back in Dago since 99, so I'm here. I work in hospitality, so you already know when it comes to clients and people, I love it. I love meeting new people. I love learning about things and people. So, I mean, again, you can't you know, deny this beautiful California weather. So
you can't.
The weather's bright and always blessing us. So I just want to get that energy back out to the universe, you know?
That's dope. Learning that you got that Southern background. It's like, okay, no wonder. Cause it's just something about the way that we're raised and how we treat people and the energy we give off. It's like, yeah, hospitality is the key word. So yeah, you in the right profession.
And you see the LSU hat up there, so you already know what it is.
Hey, balling so hard, I could have went to LSU. I see you.
LSU.
Hey, man. Oh, so man. What's the meaning behind your podcast? You know, there's so many podcasts out there. What is the meaning behind your Soul Tap podcast, and what is it about?
You know, that actually took me about, no lie, like 10 episodes in to really be able to answer for people. You see the logo, the background, everyone is like, even people I asked to be on are like, I don't really know much about shoes, so I don't think I should come on. I'm like, nah. So for me, of course, shoes are like the one thing in my life that have always been constant and helped me to get through things. Just the expression of being able to wear a certain colorway or design, how people approach you because they either like it or don't like it, you know, it sparks conversation. But one thing about it in the beginning was it was based on sneakers, friendship, and the tap was based on beer. Because initially my cousin and I were going to open a brewery up in Portland. So the tap was beer. We were going to start off as a family-friendly podcast with all the homies. And then it was going to be tapped into our brewery to where eventually who would host live shows through the brewery. Wow. That didn't come to fruition. So now, you know, again, it comes to when you have friends over, what do? Y'all sit down, eat and drink. So in the beginning, anybody who would come over, we would, you know, talk about life, love, loss. Sneakers was a part of it, but if you weren't into sneakers, we just talked about basic human interactions and life and everything that goes on in it, and we'd have a drink. Now, due to some folks that have come by and not been able to handle their liquor or their wine or whatever, I began to limit the drinks that we have on the podcast, but right. I still offer water, tea, or whatever. You can bring up, you ain't got to drink nothing if you don't want to. But it's just all about, you know, sneakers in life have always connected me with people and brought me new places. Even so, to a lot of my friends now, I've met them through somebody else I knew through shoes, but that specific person isn't in the shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, so shoes is just connecting me all around the world, literally. So Soul Tap, literally, you just, you know, your soul, the sneakers, the soles of your feet, your soul in your body, and the tap is you take a drink, you know, from the beer tap or tap in. So at nice. The end of all my shows now, I have a segment called Tap In, and I ask people, what is something, someone, or an idea you want to tap into more? That way, when you leave here today, making sure you tap into that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to check up on you. I'm going to ask you down the road. So I'm going to tap in and make sure you tap. So that's what the show's about now.
That's so dope. I like the meaning behind it and like what you're doing. Like even when you explained it to me before, I was like, oh, you have people come over. You know, it's so many different ways to podcast. And we met during a podcast expo. Where were so many different podcasters and different media people in San Diego linking together and just sharing ideas and supporting each other. And I think that was just a great idea. And I was happy to be a part of it. Shout out to 7 Octobers for even inviting me. Cause if I didn't go, I wouldn't have never met you.
Facts. Shout out 7 October. She is dope. Her and her sister. Crazy dope. Crazy creatives.
So dope. And you know, like I mentioned, there are so many people podcasting. I know you said that you guys had so many ideas in the beginning. What made you want to stick to podcasting? Is it just the connection with people?
That's a great question. I got into it, and I always tell people, I preface this every time. My boy Bobby Drake had me as his co-host back in like 2015-16. Mm-hmm. So I got into it. I liked it, but I wasn't the main person, so it was kind of hard, you know, trying to really express my ideas through somebody else's channel. So I always said I wanted to do my own, so I came back, and I'm usually a pretty to-myself person, you know what yeah. I mean? But I always have a lot of ideas and things to say, so I'm like, this is the perfect way to come out here, sit down, and, you know, I don't know about you, when I listen to podcasts, I'm either working, driving somewhere, or going through something, and I'm like, let me tap out and tap into somebody else's conversation. And just, you know what I mean? Live vicariously. Right. So, yeah. So wanting to give somebody a voice to come on and talk about what they're thinking that they're going through, but also you don't know who's going through something or who may just want that friendly conversation and want to just kind of eavesdrop. So, you know, being able to lighten my load and also someone else's is always a driving factor with the pod, for sure.
That's dope. I love those answers. You got sharp answers, really getting to it. I love that. I can tell that you're a great interviewer by the way you answer questions.
Thank you.
So what are some challenges that you would say that you face so far being a podcaster? Other than people not being able to handle their liquor.
So far, I'm going to get right straight to the gutter, to the truth. Is consistency is one. Just the fact of like, you know, you may sit here and have a great idea, or you may bust out a couple shows in 1 week, stagger them and put them out. But let's say, you know, you don't get the right feedback or
right.
the episode, you know, maybe for some reason afterwards didn't resonate. So then you're like, damn, I'm stunted. And I think if you're like me, and I think all creatives are kind of the same in this matter, to where it's like we critique our stuff so hard to where mm-hmm. sometimes we stunt our own growth because we're looking at it way too closely. We don't let it, you know, breathe at face value, you know.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because a lot of this is it's all self-expression, but we try to, you know, hold ourselves back and edit ourselves in fear of being too exposed. And then for me personally, I stop recording for a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I have ideas going. But then I stop. And the reason I went to the meetup, honestly, I wasn't even gonna go that day. I was at work and I was like, I don't know. I'm checking out the pods and the message, and everybody is so good. They got videos out. They networking already. I only know one person going.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I felt unworthy to be there, to be real. So it, for me, the biggest hurdle is again the consistency, but feeling like, you know what, your podcast matters in this space. You know, because I feel, again, I still feel like this sometimes, like I don't have my videos up the way I should, so no one's watching, so no one's listening. And it gets me down, but then when you get reactions from people, or, you know, wonderful people like you want me to be on their pod, and when I reached out, you were like, oh yeah, let's set it up. It inspires me to keep going, you know?
Yeah. I love that. And I'm proud of you, because, you know, it is a challenge to keep going whenever we're like, you know, like you said, we're our biggest critics. We're going to be hard on ourselves, and we have so many expectations, and there are so many different people that are podcasting, and they do it so many different ways, but you never know which way will resonate with someone. Like, you know, people do audio only, people do visual only, you know, it's so many different ways, but we got to stick to what we do and stick to our own little bubble, because you never know who's watching and what somebody's picking up on, you know?
Exactly.
I love that. So far in your life, can you share with us an experience that has had a major impact in your life or your career?
You come with the questions today. As far as like major life experiences, like what do you mean? You mean as far as like inspiring me to do this, or like,
yeah, like anything
happened? I was like, oh, I gotta try it.
Yeah, anything, like any experience that has had an impact on your life, good or bad.
Good about, okay. This is a tough one. I guess I would say, honestly, it sounds cliche, but growing up, having to get off my parents' insurance, I had to really get, you know, a job that was gonna, you know, give me like that salary. I had to have a salary. I had to have, you know, really good insurance. You know, when you're younger, you kind of take that for granted if you have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might make some decent money, but you don't realize that, oh, well, I'm not part of somebody else's shit. Now I got to pay my own.
Right.
So having to take that safe leaf when I used to work at the mall at Lids, to being like, look, you got to find somewhere else, you got to find a career. Yeah. Not that this isn't, but this isn't what you want to do. So you got to go from the play money to really going out there. And no shots to anybody who works at Lids. I know plenty of people who have become district managers and everything.
Yeah.
I wasn't at that level quite yet. And I was just, you know, so getting into hospitality, I've always been told I have the energy for it and people skills to build up clientele, but I never believed in myself. So when push came to shove, I was like, look, leap out the window. What's the worst that could happen? You fail? Well, bet, pick yourself up. So I think having to really grow up and you know, try to look at things in a different perspective. Also the birth of my daughter last year.
Congratulations. That
shifted a lot of things. Thank you. She'll be one in August. It really makes you look at the way life is. It kind of gives you a bit of morality.
Yeah.
You know, because your mortality, I should say, you know, we always think we're going to live forever. We live in the moment.
Yeah.
So we love the life. We doing all these things, traveling. You get this little blessing that slows you down.
And yes.
Slows you down in a good way, though. It makes you literally want to. Yes, exactly. You know, we went to the park. They're playing the grass. I'm like, baby, we're trying to keep walking, keep it moving. And I'm like, no, like, we've seen grass.
Yeah.
We've seen grass a whole 20, 30 years. She's only 8 months. So she sees grass. And it's like, slow down, enjoy the grass. Sit down.
Yeah. And,
you know, feel the wind blowing on you. And it, yeah. A lot of moments in life, it made me appreciate it. So even now, like, I'm just like, slow down. Certain things have a time limit, but it's your life. You're in control. You got to just kind of go with the emotions, but also make sure you contain that control and don't let anxiety and stress get to you too much.
That's big. Like, those are two nice major things that you mentioned. A lot of people don't think about that. Like, you know, we are on our parents' insurance for so long. I remember the moment whenever I had to make that leap too. And I'm like, oh man, everything's on me now. Like, what do you mean? That's
I gotta schedule appointments. How do that?
Right. I gotta call people and do my own stuff, my own dentist appointments and stuff. And I'm just like you. Like, whenever I moved to California, that was a major leap, because I pretty much put myself in that position to be on my own, back against the wall. Like, you gotta figure it out on your own. So, man, life.
Oh, so you know firsthand that you live out here. You from the South, right?
Yeah, from the South.
Oh yeah, so you definitely have. Yeah, you know, it's a big cultural shift coming out west for sure. For sure,
major cultural shift. So, who would you say inspires you? It could be someone in your, you know, personal life or professional life. Who inspires you?
Me, you know, my parents both inspire me in different ways. My mother is more of like a free spirit, so in that way, in that sense, like it gives me the avenue to be more free. I'm a little bit more. I jump the gun on certain things. I'm excited to do them. It gives me a little bit of rush, excitement. Seeing how nurturing she's always been, and excuse me, the things she's lost in life, and been able to still keep a smile on her face and push through. My father, he's just been always, even to this day, he's hardworking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll retire in a few years, but I think even then, he might want to start a new career the way that man works. He can't sit down, but he just works so hard, and he doesn't take mediocre for nothing. He's very caring, very loving, but he's always like, look, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it all the way. And yeah. If you do it, you're gonna do it all the way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I had that beautiful mix of, you know, not necessarily a perfectionist, but you're gonna get it right. Take your time, be detail oriented, but also the free spirit side that's like, you know, sometimes let go and just enjoy it. And I think that helps me in my creative process because I'm always so super strict on it's gotta be this way, it's gotta look like this and come yeah. off like this, but then it's also like, let your art be free, you know?
That's nice. And to have just that example, you know, as a father, and have that example as a mother, because I have a similar type of background as you. Like, my dad is very much so, you know, military background, very strict. Things have to make sense. My mom she's analytical as well, but she's like a butterfly, you know?
Yeah, my father was in the Marines for 20 plus years, so very much, yes, sir, no, ma'am, all that.
And, oh, yeah.
If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. I'm watching you. You're not about to slack off doing that.
Amen. Shout out to them for their service. God bless them. Because, you know, everybody doesn't have that. Right. When you grow up with it, sometimes you take it for granted. Yeah.
That's true.
So how do you stay motivated? Because you mentioned all of these challenges sometimes, you know, being your worst critic and beating yourself up and trying to stay consistent. How do you, you know, find that motivation to continue to go?
I you know, I want to credit the person I heard it from, but I can't remember, so I won't. But I'm going to say I heard it from a great person. I'm going to just say that.
Right.
But it was in the point to where I literally, you know, I used to do YouTube, and I stopped because I fell off. I just kind of, I didn't get enough traction, didn't feel like I was worth it. So even with the pod, for a little bit, I was like, I'm done. I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. I'm getting support, but it's not, I feel, you know what I mean? And somebody has said, you know, and one of my biggest arguments was there's a million pods out there. If I'm not there, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And they told me, you're right, there's a million pods. And even during our discussion, there's probably going to be another million pods created or thought about. But the difference between you and everybody else is that everybody can talk about the same things, have the same people in their situations, but nobody's going to speak on it the way you do.
Right.
So as long as you're speaking organically, truthfully, and really tapping into how you feel and putting it out there, nobody's going to do it like you. So your That's presence right. is it matters out here, you know, and ironically, that's why I used to tell my friends in high school, I had some friends who were, you know, suicidal. And I was like, you know, there's a million people out here, but there's only one you. Got to remember that.
Yeah,
so
that's
if you
true.
Go, you know, it's not going to make anyone else's life easier without you. You're not a burden. There's only one you. So I kind of tapped into that and I was like, that's right. You know, I might not get a million or 2 million views every episode, but the one or two people who really listen to it, that could change their whole day. And that's something that pushes me forward.
That's so true. And that's one thing that I love about podcasting, because you never know what you may say that could change someone's life, or, you know, your experiences and your story. It might motivate somebody. It might save someone's life, because we all experience life in our own way. We all have our own mindsets. No matter how many people go through, you know, similar things, we all just experience it and we react differently. So speaking of reaction, how do you handle setbacks and criticism?
I'm gonna say better. I used to always take it way personal. a canceled episode, I'd be mad, like, damn, we scheduled this weeks in advance, you gonna cancel? But now I'm just kind of like, you know, there's a reason for it. There's a reason it didn't happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
Something greater's coming, or hey, you know, it might not have been the right time.
Right.
Our car broke down 2 weeks ago going to LA. We had a weekend plan. It broke down halfway and we were bummed. And I was like, well, we're supposed to be in San Diego, but then the event we went that we were going to go to got shot up. The event in LA, some stuff happened. And I was like, we were caught in the middle all day, but there was a reason we weren't either. So, you know, I just kind of look at the, I try to look at the bright side, just put it that way, you know.
On yeah. That's a good way to look at it, because you never know, like, what the universe, what God could be protecting you from. And that's why it was like this one time, this guy missed a plane and he was like fussing about it. And that same plane like went down. So I'm like, that's crazy. He was like fussing to get on that plane and that plane went down. So now I kind of come up with the idea, like if I'm running late or if I miss a flight or a ride or something like that, maybe it wasn't meant, you know. You know, you really have to think about that. You never know why things happen.
That's a really good point. That's crazy though. But yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And you never know. It just wasn't meant to be, or it might be later. So that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, and me and you, what made us want to do this episode is we were talking about like mental health and depression and things like that. And you've already highlighted that a couple times, like mentioning like your friends in school, maybe dealing with suicide and stuff. And, you know, that's like something major that I love to talk about, especially with our Black men. You know, a lot of men are scared. Men in general are afraid to talk about certain things or to release their emotions. And it's sad that so many men feel the need to like be just have this tough exterior. Like, how do you like talk to us a little bit about that? Like, as a Black man, do you feel the pressure, and what does that even look like? How does that feel to not be able to truly express yourself? Like, that sounds ridiculous to me, you know?
It does. And it I'm opening up now more, but you know, growing up, like, being like, you know, you fall, you get hurt, get up and dust it off. You know, you got to be strong when you got to be there. You got to be tough.
You can't kind of cry
in us. So, you know, yeah, you can't cry. You weak. You can't be weak. If you cry, you know, go in your room and cry and come out. And so, you know, and even that, like, that translates into adulthood and, like, you know, trying to be, you know, machismo about everything. And I mean, my parents have always supported me in everything. So at home, at least, it's always been like, express yourself and be who you are and be whatever you need to be and let that out. But it's just, to me, it was always the outside.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It was always the outside pressure. It is hard though. I deal with anxiety. So I'm actually starting therapy to kind of get through that and work through it. And it's just so foreign, because growing up, I was always the friend who was always welcoming and kind. And I've talked so many people off the ledge and just been there.
Yeah.
You know, I was a mediator, and I was a, you know, not a counselor in high school, but I was one of the kids that they had pulled out and were like, look, we want you to be out here on a committee. So if someone has an issue, you're someone we want to kind of put up there. So that's always who I've been. So growing up, having anxiety and feeling lost and alone and emotionally just messed up was weird.
Yeah.
So I'm learning to cope with that and to kind of work through it with everything.
Well, I'm glad that you're starting therapy. Honestly, it's something that I'm new to as well, like being diagnosed with anxiety and PTSD and all of this different stuff that I've recently got diagnosed with. It's been a challenge for me in the beginning, it was hard to accept, you know, in our community, a lot of times whenever we're acting out or we're not understood, they think, is she on drugs or she just acting like that? You know, it gets dismissed in our community a lot. And it's just
Want attention. That's all it is.
Yeah, you just want attention, or she just showing out, or you know, it's sad. And you know, even with my brother, he deals with personality disorder and different things like that. And he, you know, we're all open about it because we're trying to deal with it. And having that support is major. Like having family and having friends that really understand and try to understand is so important. You know, I just like to tap into that, you know, like you being even on that committee, it's no telling how many children, how many peers of yours that you've saved. Like, I think that's major, having someone and having that support, because a lot of people don't have that.
True. Even your situation, you have your sibling, you know, it's beautiful that you have somebody in the house that's that close to you that can relate, and y'all can be open, because, you know, I have friends who are going through anxiety and depression, and their siblings are just finding out. Mm-hmm. Their whole lives they've been on, you know, different medications, and they're like, oh, well, you know, they're just crazy today. And it's just like, oh, you know what I mean? They don't get it. They don't have that empathy toward it. So it's beautiful to see that you have that in-house support. That's so amazing to see.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, I like to tell people, you know, even if I'm not the person that you want to call, because I've just like you, I've been that person talking people off the ledge. And, you know, sometimes you're being so strong that people don't even expect that you have problems. They expect you to have it all together. So the minute you start talking about your problems, sometimes they get dismissed because they're like, oh, girl, you're going to figure it out. You always figure it out. Or, dude, you got this. You're the one that's helping everybody else. You got it. So sometimes it's hard for that person that's used to talking you off the ledge. It's hard for them to express themselves because they don't want to appear weak because they've been, you know, you've got that title where everybody's like, oh, you're so strong. You got everything together.
It's a scary title to hold sometimes, you know, because I'm sure you probably relate. Well, you on, but when you off. You know what I mean?
It's hard to navigate whenever you having those off days. And then even some people are afraid to, you know, they're afraid of doctors because they assume that, oh, they're just going to stuff medication down my throat, which more than likely they will. You know, like me coming from California, coming here to Georgia to spend time with my family, I flew over here with over 13 medications and everybody was like, what the hell do they have you on? And I'm like, I don't know. So I had to get new doctors over here that would, you know, help me out, kind of get my medication down to where, okay, this is more manageable. This makes more sense, you know? My bad.
I applaud you for going on the journey, though. I really do. No, you're good. I applaud you for going on the journey, though, because it's one thing to feel like, you know, something's kind of off, but, you know, for you to go out and pursue it and really be like, look, I'm going to seek help. That's huge. That is so huge coming from where we come from, not just the Black community, but from the South. Like, that is huge. So I want to make sure you probably already know, but I just want to give you your flowers for being strong and being resourceful and going out and doing everything.
I appreciate that. Got to give you your flowers as well, because I know the stigma that, you know, Black men have, and it's so much coming at Black men all the time, so much. You see it in the media all the time. You see, literally, we watch Black men get murdered on TV all the time. And, you know, even in our own community, it's just so much killing going on to the point where it really drives me insane sometimes. You know, I've been outside, I've been marching, and I've stood up, and, you know, I've been a part of so many different movements where, you know, I'm speaking up for not just Black people, but Black men specifically. I have two Black brothers, I got nephews. It scares me, you know, to see this all the time and how they target them, you know, target you all.
It's tough out here, you know. It's tough, but it's great that we can come together when we need to. I just wish that when things like that happen, that we would stay that strong. You know, I know you remember the George Floyd case in 2020. I feel like the community really came together tough.
Yeah, they
you
did.
Know, but I'm just like, can we do this all the time?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Can we not always have a drill music? Can we not always, you know, can we, I mean, it's cool to have disagreements because that's human nature, but can we really be as strong as these other communities that, you know, we have a tragedy happen, they look at us and they laugh and they make memes and they joke about it,
right?
But it's like, you know, we don't turn up on them and give them that energy to, hey, that's not cool, but let somebody in your neighborhood say something crazy or say something that's not even that you want to give buck about, and they gotta die or they gotta hear it. It's like, you know, get this. I'm not saying we need to go out and get everybody else and, you know, chase the smoke, but I mean, you know, we gotta love us all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta love us as much as they hate us. I like to say.
That's so true. And like you said, I like, you know, the music and all of that. It used to be a time where I felt like the music was not influencing people to act out like that. I felt like, oh, people were exaggerating. But nowadays, I totally feel like the music is inspiring them to do crazy things. And it makes me upset because I like the music, but not to the point where I want people to actually act on it and, you know, talk about killing each other and stuff. It's like somebody has to speak up about this. And, you know, I'm just glad that we're able to have these conversations. Yeah. I want to go more in detail. I feel like we're going to have a part two because it's so much more that we can talk about and go so much more into, you know, depth about these conversations because it needs to be talked about. It needs to be discussed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Openly and often, for sure. I'm down with a part two because I can go on for that for sure.
Man, for sure. And I want to tell people, you know, how can we support you? Where can we find you? Because I can tell they're going to want more of this. I already know because I want more of this. How can we find more of you, Mr. Tevin?
Definitely. So the main Instagram I have is the SoulTap_podcast. That's where you can find me on Instagram. So I try to post every Sunday, but you know, right now it's like every other Sunday I post, but I try to post pretty regularly. If I'm not posting a new episode or video, I'm gonna really get into posting reels and just open discussions on there, you know. So if I'm not giving you that hour, hour and a half content, at least open up a discussion that will lead toward a bigger topic or another episode, or you know, just giving somebody a space to talk to somebody if they need to, you know, express something.
We support you the way that you are. We support you the way that you come. That's the reason why I did this podcast, because we want to support people on their level. We want to meet you where you're at. So don't worry about what everybody else doing. Like you said, I know that the pressure of the world is on you, but we love you for who you are. That's what made me want to interview you, the energy you give and how you show love to other people. Like, it's so rare. And my whole brand is Big Love. So of course I'm going to recognize that and want to highlight that. Like, this person deserves our attention. This person deserves our support. So, you know, I'm going to be watching. You're part of the Get to Know Me podcast family now. So we're going to support you in every way possible. Anytime you got anything coming up, send it to me and it's going up on my page. You know, we're going to make sure that we support you all the way.
As I said, on the top of this pod, I'm appreciative and I'm honored. I'm honored for those kind words. I'm honored for the support. Definitely, definitely.
Do you have?
I'm here to support everything you do too. So likewise.
Hell yeah, of course. Do you have any upcoming episodes or anything? I know that you said normally on Sundays you post. So do you got anything coming up you want to tell us about?
Yeah, me and my boy Bobby Drake, we're doing. He's another, you know, brother, black male that I work very closely with. One of my close friends. We're working on a 3-part series that's going to just discuss black culture, humanity in general, social media, interpersonal relationships. It's a 3-part series just talking about humans and how we are today and how, you know, we can help get everyone else back on the track of being decent people, decent neighbors, decent friends, fathers, what have you, you know, dealing with black men's mental health and everything too. So that's something to look forward to. And I'll keep y'all posted on that on the page as well.
Definitely. And I support that. Shout out to your friend, Bobby Drake. I know that you mentioned that a couple of times. We want to support everybody. If Bobby Drake want to come on and talk, we welcome Bobby Drake. But I love that we had this conversation. And of course, we want to go more into detail. But if you know anybody that's dealing with any mental health issues, you know, make sure you support them. And if you can't, if you don't know how, find someone, you know, encourage them to find some support. And don't forget that 988 number, because that number has saved my life. So definitely save that in your phone. If you're having some type of mental health issue, any crisis, you know, they won't come pick you up. Don't worry about that. It's just a simple conversation. Some people are afraid, like, oh Lord, they're gonna lock me up.
Yeah. No. Simple conversation to get you back where you need to be until you get where you need to be, you know.
That's right. So I used to do this all the time and people were mad because I stopped doing it, but I want to bring it back. So I used to ask these random questions. So I have a random question for you. You ready for it?
I'm ready. As ready as I can be, I think.
So if you could be a fly on the wall, who would you want to listen in on?
Ooh, a fly on the wall. Ooh, see, that's that. Ooh, that got me stumped right there. You know, I would want to be a fly on the table at a Roc Nation brunch. Ooh. Where we have, I would say, Hove, Swizz Beatz, Steve Stout. Yeah, LeBron got to be at the table. And if Pharrell is invited, Pharrell. I kind of want to see some of the pioneers in our – oh, Dre too. Dr. Dre got to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the pioneers in our culture and hip-hop and black community, and kind of see just – even if I don't get the intel of what they're going to do next, but the way they converse. I feel like the way you talk to somebody, the way you convey your speech, the way you approach somebody, that can say it all. So if I can pick up some things and some mannerisms and some new words, I love that for sure.
That's a great answer, because I'm telling you, I would want to be a fly on a wall at a brunch, at a Roc Nation brunch. That's crazy. You never know what you're gonna hear, what you're gonna see. I can only imagine the type of conversations they have. I don't even know. It's probably some silly shit, honestly. We don't even know. We probably think it's so serious. It's probably a bunch of jokes.
Yep.
Well, I like to end my segment, you know, telling everybody to stay blessed but stay dangerous, because it's crazy out here. You know, much love to you. We really appreciate having you on the podcast. I definitely feel like we're gonna do this again, because it was so much fun and it went by too fast. Damn.
I know the hour just flew by, so that's how you know the combo was real, real good for sure.
Y'all, it's Tevin and Busy Balboa, the Soul Tap Podcast, Get to Know Me Podcast. We out.
Peace. Thank y'all.
This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in. Tevin, thank you so much for stopping by the Get to Know Me podcast. I know everybody had to enjoy that interview, because it's just so much great energy, so many great conversations, and you were just so transparent in your journey and your story and what you need from us. And so, guys, ladies, gentlemen, they, them, everyone included, we need to be able to support this person. We need to support all of these guests, everyone that I have on the show. Let's show them love. Let's support them. I loved our conversation. I love the energy, and I do want to be able to support you. I don't want you to be discouraged looking at what everybody else is doing, because what you're doing matters, and we definitely are going to support you all the way through. So you're welcome to come back anytime. You're part of the family now. Make sure y'all tap into his podcast and his social media. I got his links in the description of this episode. He also gave it to you. So make sure you support. If you want to support me, continue listening to the Get to Know Me podcast. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Share this episode. Comment. You know, we got the Instagram page. You can comment. You can see future guests, future episodes, previous guests and episodes. That's a lot of information on the Instagram. That's pretty much the hub for everything. And that's G2KM_podcast. So Get to Know Me podcast. Make sure you follow that. I'm Busy Balboa. Like I said, I'm the host and creator. I also do music. I'm a recording artist. I'm a podcaster. I have my own brand, Big Love LLC, which is this sponsors everything that I do, because, hey, that's where it's coming from. You know what I mean? I need you guys to help me get my subscribers up. They took away the ad. Basically, the ad... We were able to make some residuals from ads, and they took that away once they sold Anchor to Spotify. So the only way I can get my ad residuals back is if you guys tell a friend to tell a friend, have them subscribe, or just be like a follower of the podcast on Spotify, specifically Spotify, because they are who bought the Anchor platform, and that is my primary source for creating and distributing my podcast is going to be on Spotify now. So all of the support is much appreciated. Stream my music. I do have a show coming up July 15th at 8:11 p.m. at the San Diego Pride Festival. I will be on the movement stage. If anybody wants to come and support me, that would be amazing. I'll also be hosting that stage from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. So I'm going to be on the stage pretty much all day on Saturday. And I would love to, you know, look down and see some of my supporters, some people that, you know, familiar faces. And even if I don't know you, you know, maybe let me know you out there. You feel me? I got books out on Amazon where you can buy these journal books that I have. I'm in the middle of writing an actual nonfiction book. It's extensive, because I want to make sure that the story makes sense, and I want to be able to really like connect with people, because I've never been through this experience that I'm writing about, but I know that it is something major that we need to talk about. And so I've been taking my time with writing it. I have a poem book that I'm trying to finish. I've been talking about for like a year, but I ran into some situations that slowed me down. But I'm picking it back up. I'm just blessed to be able to create and do the things that I love to do, because I know that a lot of people are not in that position. And it really makes you depressed when you're not able to create how you really want to create. And when you can't, like produce the art that you see in your mind and that you have in your heart, it really makes life complicated. And people can't understand that whenever you're a creative individual, that you really need to be able to express yourself through your art. And whenever you run into some type of thing that's stopping you from doing that, it can be super, super depressing. So, you know, anybody listening to this episode, if I can be of any resource in a positive way, let me know. I don't have, you know, all of the knowledge and everything to help everyone, but you never know. I may know somebody that can help you. So definitely tap in. I'm always trying to be a source and a service. Other than that, man, I really don't have much to say to end this. I just want y'all to support Tevin. It's all about Tevin. And I really appreciate him coming on and being so transparent and vulnerable and talking to us about his life and his story. And just, it was just great. And I look forward to these interviews. I look forward to connecting with people. So make sure y'all, you know, listen to all my other interviews. I have a lot. I've interviewed so many people, hundreds of people, literally. And it's always been great. It's always been good energy. So I would love to have y'all feedback. I have a poll up on Spotify where you can kind of answer some questions. You can give feedback. Let me know. Let Tevin know how you felt about this episode. What can we do to help y'all? If you want to be on our podcast, tap in. We always welcome in new guests. And, you know, as long as the energy is good, we good. But y'all continue spreading love, peace, positivity. Stay blessed. Stay dangerous. My name is Busy Balboa, and I'm out. Sign up today for only 99 cents a month to be a subscribed listener to the Get to Know Me podcast. You'll get access to exclusive interviews, episodes, and more.